This is Ted Kennedy. Major American corporations are breaking their commitment to retired workers on health care. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, health care reform can't come too soon for millions of retired workers whose health care is suddenly being jeopardized by broken company promises. They worked hard for years and had a pledge from the company they'd get a fair pension when they retire and health insurance to cover any illness. But they didn't read the fine print in the company brochures. The promises were there, and the workers relied on them in good faith. But those promises weren't legally binding. With the high cost of health care, many firms are terminating the health insurance they promised. Each week brings new reports of more companies leaving retirees high and dry. Too young for Medicare, too sick to get other coverage, nowhere to turn. You usually believe companies can do no wrong, Al, but this time they're dead wrong. It's up to Congress to stop them.
Ted, you are very right. I do agree with you that companies should live up to their obligations, but until you liberals stop giving lip service to those health care costs, these companies will certainly have trouble meeting their obligations. Ted, you always manage to forget that health care costs are an enormous burden that makes it almost impossible to compete today. That's why we need to achieve sensible health care reforms that really will control costs. Ted, if you had your way, this painful cost shifting would continue until all health costs are placed squarely on the sagging backs of America's businessmen and women. I have a better idea. Let's quit the bickering and take everyone's views into consideration here. That means you too, pal. First, we need to surgically remove the megaphone the special interest socialized medicine pushers have stuck in your ear. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear us now, Ted? Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.